This is what you know. Well, back then all the Israelites were asking to God, why did you make us the captives? Why did you give us, why don't you answer our prayers? We are so much in pain. Then you don't listen to our prayer. Why should we really live under this kind of pain? Then did you forsake us? Did you abandon us? So when we have this walk of faith, sometimes we ask God like this. Right now, it's very difficult for us. I have been really having lots of problems. Why God is not listening to our prayer? Why God is not restoring our life? Why am I in this kind of problems? But you shouldn't give up. The reason is that the God never gives up. It may really feel like there are a lot full of scars and lots of pains. However, God is the one who really keeps the promise and fulfills His covenant. Today's Ezekiel's gospel movement, you have to grab hold onto the covenant of the Ezekiel's and then restore the hope and the covenant. When we look at the spiritual state of Israel, their spiritual state is dead. Then verse 2, it was full of bones. He led back and forth among them, and I saw great many bones on the floor of the valley that were very dry. Not only the bones, but it was very dry. So for a long time, bones are very dry, and which means that it's all dead. There's no flesh, only bones. Spiritually speaking, completely spiritually dead. Because all the people, those who are away from God, those who are not with God, it's not really they are dead. They are all dried. Of course, mentally, physically, we have all these problems. Those who are apart from God, just like the dry bones, there's no hope for them. Then there's no... And spiritually, they are dead. And they have nothing to do with it. So you are under the transgressions, and you are dead. So God is the Spirit. They can't really, because they are dead, so they cannot really react to God. They cannot react to God. They don't even have the faith started. They can't really obey, but they can't. This is our sin. This is my sin. I have to repent. They can't really do that because they are spiritually dead. It's completely no power, no ability. And they're very dead. They cannot really even go to God. There's no hope whatsoever. Because they are all dead. We are dead, that we can't get the salvation. Doesn't really matter how great things are surrounding us. Good work, good people, those things cannot give us the life. They cannot really receive the salvation. That's what we mean by being the state of the dried bone. That is the state of the non-believers. Those who don't know God, those who don't believe in God, are just like the very dried bones and completely no ability. Maybe socially they may look renowned people, they may look great. But however, if we look into their spirits, They are in the destiny of descent to the hell, and they are captured by Satan, and actually they are in the devastated state. Ezekiel 37. Not only the non-believers, but the people in the church. The people of in the church are also like the spiritual state of being the dry bones. They go to the church, they go to prayer, they have the word, all the spiritual problems, all the mental problems, and financial problems, and problems of the child. They have no hope. Then they are really about to give up. Because they are all dry. And they have no word of God remaining. Even if they pray, there's no hope, there's no joy. Even if they go to worship, they don't even know what it's being said. Is it the walk of faith or walk of religious life? That is the state of the Israelites. Even there in the church, there's no answer. It's not fun. You just go to church. Or there was the life, however, now it becomes like a dry bone. They used to go to the church and attend the worship. There are lots of people like that. Because of their own situation, own environment, they want to go, but they can't. They don't have the spiritual. They don't have the spiritual power because of all the conflicts and everything. Or they may be sitting here, but the word of God can't really enter into themselves. But the God also said that it's the dry bone. Then those people who are really praying, that you are praying for, all the kids, all the adults, young adults, college students, and then lay leaders, we are praying so that they can actually come back to the church. But their spiritual state, they don't have any hope. They're just here, and there's no answer. So God, that time, actually called Ezekiel and showed up God's plan. I may be in the state of like being dry. 10 years ago and myself, right now, it doesn't, no changes. If I really look into my life, I want to evangelize, but I pray, but I don't feel like I'm receiving the answers. But just with the busy life I live. Last week, what was the pulpit message last week? What is the God's plan? Ezekiel 37:3. He asked me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" I said, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know." Then why God showed the state of the dead non-believers? Why did God really show the state of these dry bones of myself or of my family, of all these people of the church, of the department? Did he just show it and then let's move on? Because God has the plan to revive them. God has the hope. God is the hope of God to resurrect, to revive. That's why he showed these dry bones. All these people around you being dead, like a dry bones. And then that's when you actually preach the gospel and proclaim the gospel, and you really have to see that these people will be alive. They don't listen to the God's word. They don't really pray. They don't really come to church to worship. But God still has a plan for them to really revive and then to resurrect themselves. That is the God's plan, and that's why God really showed you all this state. We really have to proclaim the word of God to this spirit, and then God really wants them to be revived. If our state is really like a dry bones, no hope, no answer, though I can't really pray, why did God really show that to you so that you can actually restore it? How about your family? Why did God really show that to you so that for each one of them, God is really hoping that they will be revived, restore it? So that's why God said, this bone, this person, can they live? But Ezekiel answered, Lord, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then it's actually the confessing that you are the Lord, Sovereign Lord, who can actually make them alive, because you have the true life to revive them. If you look at yourself, look at the other people around you, why God really showed you those things? God has that plan for you to revive them. That's why God really gave you the word of hope. Then he said to me, so there are lots of bones who are dead. Then God will really move me. Go there. You have to check that they're actually dead. Which means that in your opinion, in your department, in the workplace, the part-time job work, you have to go. He led me back and forth among them so that they are actually all dead, like a dry bones. But the God's plan is to revive them, restore these dry bones. Then you grab hold onto the covenant until the end. You have to be victorious. So just like Ezekiel, you really have to have that movement, gospel movement. Then God really showed you the field to really revive and restore the word of God. Ezekiel 37:4-6. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord said to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. And I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Amen. Prophecy to these bones. Think about it. To the bone. It's not even a human. It's a bone. But prophecy to these bones. Then the Sovereign Lord said, I will make breath enter you. And then I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. So God's command is to prophesy to this bone. Then when the word of God is declared, then the word of God will work upon them. Then just like the dead soul, like the dry bones, will be revived. So what you have to do is that before you evangelize, you really have to have the assurance within the God's word, because there is no other way for us to make them revive. There's no other way. There's no nothing to make them revive. 1 Corinthians, the word of the cross will be the foolishness for those who don't really believe in God. But those who really believe in God, the word of God is the way to receive the life. It's the power of God to receive the life. You have to have the assurance for that. Not the people of word of the people or comforting word or this knowledgeable word. It can be helpful, but the dry bone cannot be revived. When I went to the field, one person told me that I've been saved by listening to the praise. I was listening to this song and I really realized that I'm not alone. Just like them, I can really live like them with the confidence. What? Actually, there are many people like that. They haven't heard the word of God. They will be listening to the word. They will be listening to their singers. They will be really like feeling like being saved. I can be like me. There is someone that I myself is only one being to love myself. And then they really have all these things. And they really say that they are actually saved, rescued from the situation, but their spirit itself is still dead. So because of all that state, then because of other problems, they will fall into the problems. The word you say about your love, about comforting them, that can be helpful for them, but there's no power. There's no power to save them. Because if you keep telling them comforting words, then if they don't listen to your word, then they will fall down. Until when you actually say to all these comforting words or the word of God, because you're the one who really needs the comforts and then love. So we have all these limits. But the word of God is eternal. Even if the bones are dry and all dead, the word of God can actually revive them. Hebrew 4:12. God's word is alive and active, and it can penetrate all these marrows and all any kinds of thoughts. The spirit, flesh, all the joints, marrows, everything can be penetrated. So God's word can actually give the life of God. Why? Why God's word has the power? Why God's word can actually heal in anything? Because the word of God is actually Jesus Christ. Those who have really believed in Christ, and then those people's life had been really shifted from the law of life, from the law of death. So they can actually have the eternal life. So the word of Jesus Christ, the word of the gospel, can actually shift the person's life from the law of the death to the law of life. So it doesn't really matter how dry the bones are. There will be the bones will be attached, and then there will be the flesh and skin. So only the things, only God's word, only by the God's word, we became a child of God. Not just because of all these comfort words and helpful words. It's not those things are not the ones who really saved you. Because God's word actually remain in you. Because the Holy Spirit is really in you. Then you, through the faith, then you were saved. And as a child of God, you can actually give the worship. Then we had no hope, but now we receive the hopes. Not only to declare then the word of God, you should really have Ezekiel 7 to 8. So I prophesied as I was commanded. As I was prophesying, there was a noise, rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them. The skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Ezekiel, just like how the God's word said to Ezekiel, then he actually prophesied to the bones. You may be thinking, even if I say God's word, they're not going to listen because their thoughts are very, very hard and tense. I keep telling them the gospel, God's word. It may not be happening because this person is really deeply fall into this religions. They're full of the laws. Their life is much better than mine. They may not be listening to this gospel. That's what you may say. But the Ezekiel, someone who looks impossible to receive the gospel, as he promised, as God's promised, then I looked and tendons and flesh appeared on them and skin covered them. So God will fulfill his own word. But when you really believe in God's word and then take actions accordingly, and then the work of God will be showing. What you need to be thankful, it's not overnight the changes happening, little by little. That's the process of God. Not all of a sudden, first, the bones to bones, then tendons, and then flesh. And then after that, it's skin covered. So just like that, taking by step by step, and then little by little, you'll be changed. But if you miss that, I haven't changed. No, you are being changed. So that God will really make us the spiritual army. Every day, you have to confirm every day that how God was with me and how God was really leading me. It's like 0 or 100. It's like dead or alive. Good and evil. We always think it's good or bad. Yes answer, no answer. It's two extremes. But then God is the one who is really changing me. How can you really confirm that? By the word of God. If you really think about it, I can think like this. This is God's grace. God really gave me this kind of idea and thoughts. That's how he actually changed me. I couldn't pray, but now I even think that I should pray. Then little by little, God is really changing me. Little by little. Little bit, then there's the tendons, and then flesh, and then bones are attached, and then skin covers. That like that continually, God is really working. But then if you don't really confirm it through the God's word, you'll be discouraged. I haven't been changed. That person hasn't been changed. And then it seems like they're proceeding. It seems like they go back. I go back. Then little by little, God is really changing us. Little by little, in the regions, in the department, who you are, if you are in the charge of all these things, ministry, you shouldn't really miss these things. You really have to look at them with the details. But if you can really confirm it, you have no choice but to be thankful, because you can think about yourself, how hard our thoughts are, how much this stubbornness we have. Yes, it's important, but our thoughts and mind are very stiff, but not easily changed. But God's word is really changing us. Just like Jesus, then we've been really sanctified. Of course, we make mistakes. Some problems occurs, and we will fall into the disbeliefs, and we may not have any power and ability. We can't really listen to the God's word, and we cannot pray sometimes. Even so, God is still with us, and God still gives us the word of God every day, and then there is someone who prays for you. There are the people who always prays for you. And then first and most, it's the Holy Spirit who is actually really praying for you. So for you, there is the family and the people of the regions, all these, the ministers or the teachers, they are all praying for you. But if you really think about those things, then that's very thankful. And first and most, and then God will really give us the thought of changing by the God's word, through God's word. And that is the evidence that God is really with you. So as the minister, you really have to keep telling, keep proclaiming the word of God, keep praying. Even if they don't look like being changed, then surely God is really attaching their bones to bones, and then making the tendons and the flesh appeared. But then we shouldn't really look for the physical thing. Someone who really I've been praying, who then that person really came to church and they believe in Christ, and that shouldn't be the end. The God's plan for them, it's not really appearing, it's not really about just the physical body, but it says there was no breath in them. They come to church, they listen to the God's word, then you may be really totally satisfied, and finally this is happening. Thank you God. God said there's no life, there's no breath. And then he said to me, prophecy to the breath. Prophecy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord say. Come breath, and from the four winds, and breathe into this land that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. What does that mean by the prophecy to breath? It means that you have to pray. Boldly pray to the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit boldly pray to the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit will be working upon us. So boldly go to the place of the grace. You have to pray boldly. So when you really pray, then the Holy Spirit will be really working. Listen to my word. Then I will send you the Holy Spirit, the advocate. Those people who really listen to the God's word and then meditate on it and then take action according to the God's word, the Holy Spirit will be with you and will work upon you. So you have to really pray to the Holy Spirit to work upon you. If you are spiritually dried, like a dry bones, then you have to really pray to the Holy Spirit so that please fill me with the Spirit of God, my thought, my mind, all these dry bones, all this spiritual state. Upon that, by the Holy Spirit who has the power and ability to work upon me. Then when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and then work upon you, that's when all the fruit will be born. Those people who've been really praying for, you really have to boldly pray. Come to church, if they come to church and then through this worship, so that just like the wind, then the Holy Spirit that cannot be stopped by anyone, to God boldly you have to pray. Same thing with the regional church. So each one of them, please work upon them. When they really, that your kid are sleeping, then you can actually put your hand on them, the Holy Spirit work upon them. 2 weeks ago, a week ago, that I in my message, and somebody always pray for me. These days, I said she hasn't done it. 2 days later, she prayed for me. Ah, okay, she's take action. I'm 32 years. If I really hear someone praying, someone who is really praying for me, is really. So for your family, for your friends, you can pray. Now, even if their spiritual state is like the dry bones, and please work upon them with the Holy Spirit. Because God's word, God's promise is the spiritual revival. God's promise is the resurrection. You really have to believe in the God's word. They have to take actions. The most important thing here is that verse 10. It says it was the vast army. It says vast army. God's plan is not just coming to church or just becoming revival. We have to be the army. So God's hope is to become a vast army. You have to pray. Am I a spiritual army? Am I really ready to fight spiritually? Am I really having the spiritual battle? Fight against the sins, darkness, Satan, for the sake of the evangelism, for the sake of reviving the next generations. Am I really working as the vast army? If you're not, then easily you can just grab hold onto the covenant and keep praying until you really become a vast army. Every day, let's be filled with the Word of God. Let's be filled with the Holy Spirit. When you really pray for someone, then that person will be the spiritual army until they really become the army. Then until the end, you have to pray for them. Just leading them to the church is not our reason to pray. In your field, in your workplace, in your family, all of them should really become a spiritual army. Until then, you have to pray for them. Until then, boldly, you have to prophesy to them. Then you believe in God, and you have to take actions according to the God's word. Until the end, boldly, you have to pray so the Holy Spirit will be working upon your family, upon the workplace, upon the church, upon all these people that you meet. By the work of the Holy Spirit, not just the group of people, but as the group of the vast army. Grab hold onto the covenant for today, for this week. And we have really been able to receive the reason and God's plan. God's plan is for each one of us should be revived. Their spiritual revival, spiritual restoration, that's what we have, should have. Then boldly, we have to proclaim the word of God and take actions according to God's word. Until the end, we really pray in each region, in each department. Let us be able to grab hold of the covenant and be the spiritual army. Let's pray.